now, your sports update with sports director Gary Lee.
Time to take a look at sports on this Wednesday, August 10th. I'm Gary Lee. The Grizzly Volleyball Alumni Game will be held August 13th at 3 p.m. at the West Plains Civic Center, and everyone is welcome to attend this great event. And Lady Grizzly Volleyball Head Coach Paula Wiedemann talked with Ozark Radio Sports about this year's team.
Couldn't be more excited about our returners because of just the progress that they made through the season last year. There is a lot to be said. You know, people don't get to watch us play in the spring that much because it's just our training season, but that is where so many things change and set you up for what you do the next year. Our spring ended and I'm sitting there going, man, we are so much better right now than we were at the end of fall. You know, we don't have all the same pieces, but I think the pieces we've added with this incoming group are going to be really solid.
Again, that Lady Grizzly Volleyball Alumni Game is this Saturday at 3 p.m. at the West Plains Civic Center. And then on the 17th, the Lady Grizzlies scrimmage Drury in Springfield before opening the regular season at the Iowa Western Classic on August 19th and 20th. High school football season is rapidly sneaking up on us as regular practice fired up on Monday for area schools. Fall sports is a big deal here at the Ozarks, and Ozark Radio Sports spoke with Liberty Eagles head football coach Brock Kanagy and asked him how the summer workouts went for the Liberty Eagles.
We had a really good summer. Our numbers were good. Our players were very committed this summer, and we're really excited about the upcoming season. We're going to have several seniors this year, and that's always a really nice thing for a coach to have a good group of seniors because they're experienced and they're good leaders.
Liberty will open their season at home hosting the Stratford Indians on August 26th. You'll be able to catch all of that game on the Fox 96.9, your home for the Liberty Eagles. St. Louis Cardinals took on the Rockies last night looking to keep their win streak alive. With more, here is your Redbird Recap.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney, and the story is not a good one from Denver, Colorado, where last night the Rockies outhit the Cardinals 22-8 and won 16-5, ending the Cardinals' seven-game winning streak.
It was an uncharacteristic rough start for Miles Michaelis, to say the least, as he gave up 10 runs. He was only able to go 2 2/3 innings. The Rockies just pounded the baseball. They had 3 home runs, including a very long home run by Ryan McMahon that was 495 feet, and the Cardinals just could not get enough going offensively, but boy, the Rocky onslaught was insurmountable anyway.
The Rockies are looking at this like their playoff series, playing the Cardinals, coming off a 3-game sweep for the Cardinals in St. Louis, beating the Yankees.
Well, they came to play, there's no question about it, and Cardinals are going to have to figure out a way to get off to a lead in Game 2 today.
And that's behind Jose Quintana, his second Cardinals start against lefty Kyle Freeman. We're on the air at 6:45 from Denver.
It's the Cardinals and the Rockies again tonight with the pregame at 6:45 and the first pitch at 7:30, all on KUKU and KWPM. Finally, in sports, the 21st annual Mountain View Rotary 18-hole three-person scramble golf tournament at the Mountain View Golf Course will be this Saturday. There's two tee times, 7:30 in the morning and 1 p.m. in the afternoon. The entry fee is $150 per team, and you can sign up at the clubhouse at the Mountain View Golf Course. That's a check of sports. I'm Gary Lee.